Yeah, we're going to start off with some rugby. Now, all three South African sides remain in the Champions Cup action this weekend. Well, let's start that again. All three South African sides involved in the Champions Cup, they remain in the hunt for a place in the playoffs ahead of the last round of fixtures this weekend. Out of the three, the Hollywood Sharks are, I think, better placed to qualify. We are facing top 14 log leaders, Bordeaux. The Sharks will be up against it, and with 1 point, that's all they need to qualify for the playoffs. Pepsi Buthelezi says they know what to expect from the French side.
The team that scores a lot of tries, I think in their last 5 or 6 games, I don't think they've scored less than 35 points. So we know that defensively, we're going to have to roll up our sleeves. But the mood in the camp is really good. I think we were obviously gutted after last weekend at home. It's a very important week for the club. It's a very important week for the province.
Yeah, so these are the permutations. We'll start off with the Sharks. So how the Sharks qualify for the knockouts? They need 1 log point to get a place in the Champions Cup knockouts. The Bulls need a bonus point win for a chance of making the Challenge Cup knockouts. And then the Stormers need a win to maximize their chances of staying in the Champions Cup. So if I was a betting man, which I am, I think out of the three, the Sharks could get it done. So the Bulls, by the way, are playing against Stade Francais, and the Stormers are playing Racing 92, happening in Paris. So good luck there to all the teams, but of course we will be backing the Sharks. Now, Man United, literally, they've risen from the dead, and that's after a come from behind win against Southampton in the Premier League.
To this, Amar, set back to Eriksen, back to Wolf, Amar!
Yeah, so Man United 3-1 winners in that one. Amad Diallo with a hat-trick to end a run of 3 consecutive defeats at Old Trafford for the Red Devils. Brighton 2-0 winners at Ipswich in the night's other game. And a quick one from the world of rugby once again. Raymond Rule, the former Springbok winger, has been forced to retire from rugby because of an ongoing Achilles injury. I thought I was going to tell you that Australian Open, Carlos Alcaraz has won, and it's easy pickings for him against this Portuguese Borges. It looks like it's going to a fourth set. Darren Moore, quickly.